We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Dave Richard, our fantasy football guru, is with us. Dave, how are you?
I'm doing all right. Actually, that's a lie. I'm not really doing all right. I lost in a bunch of my leagues. You know, it's one of those, when you're playing in 14 leagues,
yeah,
it's usually good if you can win 7 or 8. And
yeah,
2 weeks ago, I won in 11 of the 14 leagues, and flying high, thinking I'm going to win all of my leagues. And then this week, big dose of humble pie. So I think I lost in like 9 of them, something like that. It was really gross.
Well, Dustin won this week, even though he picked up and started Will Disley.
Oh.
Yeah, I thought he was going to come back to this one.
The mind games that you are playing.
He messes with people.
Some people play checkers.
Yeah.
You are playing 4D Battleship.
I'm next level, man.
That's right. And somehow he's 5-5.
Well, he's probably going to win the league at this point.
Smart.
I mean, he's got Will Disley, for crying out loud.
Will Disley. Will Disley's ready to go. By the way, I had a brutal loss in my keeper league. I lost to a team that dumped, which doesn't happen. It's ridiculous.
Oh, no.
Brutal.
So let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
In that league where the guy is totally like you're thinking he's tanking.
Well, but the thing is it's not a good example. He actually, even though he's dumping, he has, because of contracts, he's got Patrick Mahomes and Kyler Murray. So he's
okay.
Still,
so he's not really dumping if he's got those guys.
Yeah,
when he's got those two guys at quarterback, you always have a chance to put up.
And he just got a big game from Randall Cobb and all these, and the rest of his team is like a bunch of random dudes, and a bunch of them had big games. It was really weird, but
yeah,
that's fantasy football. It's going to happen.
That is fantasy football.
That's why it's
sometimes
great.
Sometimes you'll have a roster with, you know, Julio Jones and Keenan Allen, and who else I have on one of my teams that absolutely stunk this week? Saquon Barkley.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're supposed to be awesome every week. And one week they get together and they say, how can we mess up Dave's league? I know, we'll all stink. And there they go.
That's right.
Off stinking and not doing anything for me or anybody that's got them.
Dave, let's start with Barkley, because obviously he had a terrible game this week. He hasn't looked quite the same the last 2 weeks coming back from the injury. He's admitted he's not 100%. They're bad. But he claims he's not getting shut down. What are you doing with Barkley right now?
Well, you're not going to use him this week because they're on bye. But
right
after that, you're going to start him up just like it's any other week. And hopefully the bye week is a time for him to get some rest and to get his body right, because I'm sure he'd like to finish the season strong. I'm sure he'd still like to get over 1,000 rush yards and get well over maybe 1,500 total yards. I don't know if that's really within reach for him at this point. He's coming off a game where he had one measly rush yard pull. That's one more than we had.
Horrible, yeah.
And I'm thinking that there's still a chance for him. And this is a Giants team that I think is showing signs, not a lot of them, but enough that prove that they're going in the right direction. I think Daniel Jones is proving to be a pretty capable quarterback. We know Saquon can be an absolute monster at running back. The offensive line's running him down a little bit, and the defense is atrocious. But I think offensively, they can see the direction they're headed in, and I think they want to try and build some momentum toward 2020. So I'm still on board with Saquon Barkley as a top 12 fantasy running back.
Are you buying this emergence of Ronald Jones?
I'm really not, to be honest with you. I know he had a great game. He had over 100 yards and a touchdown and a lot of touches, but he doesn't look natural catching the ball. And the offensive line is keeping him from getting a lot of breakaway runs. So he might be able to score from 7 yards out where he bounces off the defender and does a nice spin move into the end zone and all that. But he had a lot of runs that were not very impressive. And I don't know if it's really on him as much as it is the offensive line. I actually think this is a great time to sell high on Ronald Jones. He's got the Saints coming to town this week. They're going to stop the run. They're really good against the run. And we're going to see Peyton Barber have a role still. Barber's the one that closed out the game. Bruce Arians said it best himself. Jones is still a work in progress. The literal words that Bruce Arians said. So if you've got Ronald Jones, maybe you picked him up last week off the waiver wire, I'd flip him. I don't think he's going to be as good as he was in week 10 the rest of the way.
I've been making offers to trade him all day, but so far, no, No buyers yet.
But you play in a league with a lot of smart people.
Yeah.
There's a lot of listeners that play with some serious jabronis.
Yeah,
like
true.
Guys that would pick up players who are on IR and start them. You know what I'm saying? So you've got to go and find one of those jabronis.
I had to put a tight end.
I've got Ronald Jones.
I've been trying to make a trade.
100-yard game. Come get him.
I got this great depth. I'm trying to make a trade with Dustin in this league. I got to make a trade. Next break, I'm going to make a trade with Dustin. We got to do it. I got to improve his team. Got to help him. Got to fix him.
I need your help, man.
All right. Dave, speaking of the sticking with the Buccaneers for a minute, because they actually have the number one run defense. I just saw that today. I knew they'd been pretty good, but they're the only team that had shut. McCaffrey's had two bad games this year, both against the Buccaneers. He's been absurd against everybody else. Are we buying they are this good defensively against the run? Or is this an anomaly for half a season?
It's really, look, how can it be an anomaly? We've had nine games from Tampa Bay.
Nine anomalies.
Shut down Christian McCaffrey twice.
Yeah,
it's hard to say that it's an anomaly. But I remember before the season started to look at the Bucs on paper, and they've got this huge defensive tackle named Vita Vea, who's kind of like a better version of Danny Shelton. You guys will remember him when he was in Cleveland. And they have Ndamukong Suh, who everybody knows is a good defensive player. And they've got Lavonte David at linebacker. Like, they had some really good pieces in place, and they've just been balling out, man. And they've made it really hard for any of the opposing run games to have big success against them. And I think it's going to continue. So if you've got Alvin Kamara this week, I think you've got a lower expectation. He's going into Tampa Bay. It's going to be tough for him to get over 100 total yards.
How big are we going for Josh Hill in waivers this week?
Are you talking about Brian Hill or Josh Hill?
Or Brian Hill.
Brian Hill.
Okay, because Josh Hill is old news. Brian Hill is
I meant Brian.
News.
My
I'll
bad.
Tell you what. Dustin, he's probably going to be the lead back for Atlanta for at least the next couple of games, and there's a chance it could be for the rest of the season.
How about Hank Hill? Could, you get him too?
I wish we could find Tyreek Hill off the waiver wire and go and get him at this point, but I think that's out of the question. Look, here's the deal on Brian Hill. Former Wyoming running back, played with Josh Allen up there. Now he's in Atlanta. He's got good speed to the edge. He's got good hands. And he's going to get a good opportunity. And this is a running back. Anytime you can find a running back off the waiver wire that's got 15-touch potential. I know we got done talking about Ty Johnson a couple of weeks ago. I think this guy's in a better situation than Ty Johnson's in. He should end up being the best back in Atlanta in the next couple of weeks. And he's got a matchup against Carolina. The Panthers have allowed – they're the opposite of Tampa Bay. They've allowed 11 touchdowns to running backs in their last five games. So if you need a boost at running back this week, spend the fab that you think you need to spend. It could be as much as 30% of your budget, or use the top waiver claim on Brian Hill, because it could last anywhere from 1 to 2 games to the rest of the season to next season. There's a legitimate chance he's auditioning for the 2020 role in Atlanta.
We're talking with Dave Richard, our fantasy football guru. Dave, any other – I mean, he's the best waiver wire guy this week. Who's number two?
Number two, as far as overall, would be Deebo Samuel with the 49ers. He's their rookie wide receiver. Had over 100 yards on Monday night against Seattle, and he's actually had 7-plus targets each of his past two games. So he was already being acclimated into the offense in San Fran. And if Emmanuel Sanders is going to miss time with his rib injury, then Deebo is going to be the number one receiver there. And if there's no George Kittle next week, then the target should really be on fire from Jimmy Garoppolo in a pretty good matchup against Arizona. Cardinals might be without Patrick Peterson for that game. So if you're just absolutely loaded at running back, you have no reason to get Brian Hill, you can go and get Deebo Samuel and make him your number one priority and potentially start him as at least a flex, at most a number two receiver.
All right, if you have a question for Dave, tweet him at us at Bull and Fox, at Adam Bull Fan, at Dustin Fox 37, and we'll start asking your questions. Timmy asks, got Russell Wilson on a bye. Do I pick up Brissett? Well, he's not. I don't even know. Is he playing this week or Foles?
We don't know for sure if he's going to play. Apparently, if he practices on Wednesday, he will play on Sunday. That's all it's going to take in Indianapolis. He wouldn't be my first choice, though. I think Kyle Allen is the one that's got the best opportunity. He's taken on the Falcons. I'm not buying that the Falcons' pass defense is suddenly great just because of this really weird game against the Saints where Drew Brees still threw for 300 yards and didn't have a touchdown. He almost did on the last play of the game. But I'm not buying that the Falcons' defense is suddenly reborn after one game. They've given up multiple touchdowns to quarterbacks in each of their previous six before that. So Kyle Allen would be at the top of the list for me. Sam Darnold would probably be next. He's taking on Washington. just a question about whether or not he'd have to throw that much against them.
Dave, who'd you rather have for the rest of the season, Golden Tate or Jarvis Landry?
I'm going to go with Tate, and it's because we don't know when Sterling Shepard is going to come back. We don't know when Evan Engram is going to come back either, and as long as one or both of those guys are out, the outlook for Tate is really, really good. I think he could end up being a league winner for people in PPR leagues because he's going to get a good opportunity. Daniel Jones, if you've got Daniel Jones and you're streaming quarterbacks, do not drop him during his bye week. Amazing matchups later on in the season, and with these amazing matchups, he's going to need pass catchers to work with. Darius Slayton's going to be one of those guys, and he's out there in a ton of leagues. He's somebody worth adding. But I also think that Golden Tate can be that guy. So I think Golden Tate's probably got a little bit more upside than Jarvis Landry. But I do want to say, I like how the Browns are scheming Jarvis Landry, at least against Buffalo. Like, I feel like with Odell, it's all about deep shots and, you know, quick little out routes and stuff like that. But they seem to have some creative plays for Jarvis. And I like that. And I think they're taking advantage of, you know, weaker coverage on Jarvis Landry because so many defenses pay attention to Odell Beckham. And I'm real curious to see how play action works for the Browns on Thursday against the Steelers. Both those running backs are going to make plays for Cleveland, but off of play action, Baker should be able to find Jarvis Landry. I actually like Landry better than Odell in fantasy for the game against the Steelers.
Jay tweets, two quarterback league, Murray, Ryan, Carr.
I think a lot of people are going to say to stay away from Kyler Murray, and I'm not going to be one of those people. I think Kyler Murray has been playing pretty well. I know the matchup against San Francisco is tough. It's definitely tough. They did a nice job against Russell Wilson, but they just got done playing an overtime game on Monday, and now they've got to play on Sunday. It's a tall order for that defense, which is missing a couple of key players, and I can't help but think that the Cardinals, with basically no run game, are going to have to lean on Kyler Murray. And so it wouldn't surprise me if Murray probably had a more even game than what he had when they played 2 weeks ago. Because remember, the last time they played, Kyler Murray was a total dud until the end of the game. He connects with Andy Isabella on an 80-something yard touchdown.
Right.
I think he'll be a little more even than that, but he'll probably come out to more fantasy points than Derek Carr. And Carr's got an amazing matchup against Cincinnati. I don't know if he's going to have to throw more than, say, 25 passes in the game. Kyler's going to throw at least 35.
Josh tweets, should I play Dak or Breeze?
I'm going to lean toward Dak Prescott against the Detroit Lions. And even though this is a get-right game for Zeke after the nightmare game that he had on Sunday night, I think Dak is good for 25 points. He might be able to find three touchdowns in the game against the Lions. That's a defense that I'm just not buying into at all.
Matt says, if you can't pick up Hill, what running back do you recommend? Hyde, Lodge, Thompson?
So Hyde would probably be the next best one. He's not available in a ton of leagues, and that's a good one to get. He's good for anywhere between 7 and 9 fantasy points, regardless of league format, pretty much every week. Although the last time he played, he had a monstrous game against Jacksonville. I'm not a big believer in Kalen Ballage and his 2 yards per carry. I don't care if he's playing Buffalo this week or not. I'm wondering when he's going to get benched by the Dolphins, and you got to be pretty bad to get benched by the Dolphins. I think J.D. McKissick is interesting. I think Raheem Mostert could be interesting as well. But if you want a running back to stash and not necessarily use in Week 11, it's Darius Geis in Washington. And he's available in about 40% of CBS Sports leagues. You know that the talent is there. He seems like he's healthy. The Redskins have been doing a nice job of running the football the past couple of games. Dwayne Haskins stinks throwing downfield. Sorry, Dustin. But he's good at checking down to the running backs. He's doing that quite a bit the past couple of weeks, and I think Darius Geis could help out Washington there, as well as a part-time back for now, and maybe their lead back as soon as week 12.
Dave, what do you got going on tonight? Fantasy show, I know the new trade chart's up. What else?
Yeah. The trade chart's already up, and we're already working toward week number 11, but before we can do that, we've got to go over all the players to pick up off the waiver wire, including a tight end that you might have forgotten about, who's now back to potentially being a stud who you can find on the waiver wire in your leagues. We'll talk about him. We'll get deeper into the running backs and wideouts all at 8 p.m. tonight on Fantasy Football Today, live on CBSSportsHQ.com. It's our all-new, all-free streaming site with sports news highlights and fantasy analysis like this. An hour-long show to help you get ready for the waiver wire tonight. Kicks off at 8 p.m. on CBSSportsHQ.com.
Dave, great stuff, man. We appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Dave.
You got it. And, Dustin, I'd wish you luck in your league, but I know you're going to crush it.
I don't need luck.
There you go. Dave Richard,
thanks,
with Dave. Us as always.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.